Rebels say the Americans were spying for the Central Intelligence Agency when their plane was shot down February 13th. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, says they'll only guarantee the lives of the three Americans if Colombia's military withdraws from the region. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the men are not CIA agents, but private civilian contractors working for the U.S. Defense Department. He refutes the rebel claim that the plane was shot down, saying the best information the White House has is that it had engine trouble and was forced to crash land. Mr. Fleischer would not comment on U.S. news reports that President Bush has sent 150 more U.S. troops to Colombia to help search for the Americans. He says the United States has common cause to work with Colombia's government to defeat the FARC, who Mr. Fleischer described as a dangerous terrorist organization well known for hostage taking. This is the first time that people working for the U.S. government have been captured in the 38-year civil war between leftist rebels and Colombia's right-wing paramilitary army. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the president in Crawford, Texas.